Yeah. You get Omer Rav Papa. Yi kashli, if I have any kashis, ho kashli. This is what's shver to me. Diom alei Shmuel l'Rav Chananya. Bar Shelo, that Shmuel told Rav Chananya, Bar Shelo, at loy tevet uvda, don't be mad to this chotzer, elo oy beroiv doifin. He said, a case where you have a chotzer, and the fourth wall got broken down. There's no fourth wall to the chotzer. So he said, the only way you're matter to carry in this chotzer is on the fourth side. Either, oy beroiv doifin, make sure there's rov wall, there's more wall there than there is pirza, like in picture 161, that there's more of a, there's more of a mechitza than there is pirza. That's what we said it could be matter. Eloy beroiv doifin, oy bishnei pasin. Or else you have to have two pasim. That's poshut. If you have two pasim on two sides of the chotzer, that's mutter. Now the kasher is, lo mali roiv doifin, why do they say you have to have rov of the mechitza up? There has to be more mechitza. Then there is pirtzom, lechura bepas arbasagi. We're saying now, if you have a path, you have a piece of wood, or the wall, that's dalat fochim wide, that alone is enough. So what do you have to have that more than dalat? Mashal, let's say it's 8 amas wide. So you're going to have now 5 amis. The path has to be 5 amis. The kashin, why? Once the path is dalet tochim, it should be mutter. We're saying now that a chotzer is mutter with one path, if it's rochiv, dalet tochim. So why here do you have to have the path, this wall, roif? V'chi teimo, my beroif doifin. Bedoifin shiva, I tell you, we're talking about the whole entrance is only 7 tochim wide. That's what the chotzer is talking about. It's 7 tochim wide. So Bizoid de Babo, Hevel Roiv Doifin, Senachanami. The reason why he says Roiv Doifin, that's called Dalat Fochim. If you have Roiv means you have four out of seven is Roiv. So that's why it's mutter with one pass. Obazoifin Mavaita. Lomuli Abo Sushver. What do you have to have? Arba fuam Lakura Bishloisho Mashu Sagi. It should be enough with three, and a mashu should be enough. If the whole entrance is only 7 tvachim wide, so if you have 3 tvachim of a pass, and a mashu, it should be mutter. Why? Dohoma Rav Achli, Vitema Rav Yechiel. Adabo, we had before that Bechlau, when you need a heter to a chotzer, only if the entrance is at least dalet tfochim wide. If the entrance is less than dalet tfochim, you don't need a heter at all. So once you're going to tell me that this path standing here is more than 3 tfochim, come to say, how much is the entrance? Less than 4 tfachim. If it's less than 4 tfachim before we had, you don't need a heter at all. And the Gemara, boy, you say more, kan b'chotze, kan b'movi. There's no stirum. When will we make it before? Only by a movi. By a movi, we're more makel. So there, if the entrance is less than dalat tfachim, then you don't need anything. By a chotzer, even though it's less than dalat tfachim, a chotzer still needs something. So Mel is good, why he said here, it has to be dalat tfachim. The boy is saying another teretz is the rav achloi gufa tanoihi. That din is a gufa machloig tanoihi. It's not so poshid. Even though the entrance to the mavui is less than dalat tfachim, it's a machloig tanoihi. Still, there's a shiti and you have to have a heter. So man over here, it's good. Why he said then you have to have dafka the pas, the wall should be roiv of 7, which is like 4 tfachim. So since you have roiv, therefore it's mutter. But less than that wouldn't be mutter, because since you're only putting the pass on one side, a pass on one side has to be dalat tfachim wide. Matana Rabbonin. Loshin yam hanichnas lechotzer. The same mice we had before, where the river came into the chotzer. The river broke down the fourth wall and came into the chotzer. Is ein memalon himenu b'shabbos. You're not allowed to fetch the water now that came into the chotzer and bring it into your house. Elim came yeshlo mechitza gevoya yutvachim. Unless there's a mechitza there, that's mamish gevoya yutvachim. You have to have a good mechitza at the entrance of the chotzer. And vayta b'medavo mamurim. When do we say this? Shepirtzosai v'yoisa miyasoro. If the pirtza is wider than 10 amos, avol asoro. But if it's less than 10, ain't soro klum. Then you don't have to have anything. If it's less than 10, you don't have to have anything. Yeah. For the Gemara, it's shver. Mimalo with medayik now. Mimalo hu du le malinen. Ho tiltu le matatlinen. We're saying now what? That when the loshen the yam, when this yam came into the chotzer, you're not allowed to be mimalo. I mean, you can't carry the water into your house. Only if there's a mechitza gevoya yud. on the fourth wall, you have to have a mechitza yutfachim high. Mashma, if there's no wall, there's no mechitza at all on the fourth side, then just, you can't schlep the water from the chotzer into your house. But mashma, in the chotzer itself, it could be metaltum. For the Gemara, memala hudulay memalinun, abot tatuli matatlinun. It's mashma, if you want to carry in the chotzer, it is mutum. Aiva nifrut se chotzer bimluya. What's there to the carry in the chotzer? Since the river came in, it broke down the whole fourth wall. So how could you even be metaltum in the chotzer altogether? And for the Gemara, the East Lake Gedudi. We're talking about the original wall from the Chotzer is still there. On the bottom of the river, there's still the wall. The bottom 10 Tvachim is really still there. Like a picture 163. If you look good, here it's not so good anymore. It looks like there's nothing there. But on the bottom of the water, like with the bottom of the wall is still there. Hey, the bottom 10 Tvachim is still there. Just the water went into the Chotzer, it covered up the bottom 10 Tvachim. So really the Chotzer is the Rishus HaYochid. Because really the Chotzer has a wall at the entrance. There is Dal Tvachim there. But since the water covers it up, it depends like this. If you want to schlep the water into your house, by taking it into your house, since you're going so far away from this mechitzah, you can't see it at all, the Rabbanan said it's aser. The only makel, if you make a new mechitzah, gevoya yutvachim. But to carry inside the chotzer itself, since you're close, you're nearby, this gedudim, you can still see there's a little bit of a mechitzah there, so they were makel. So in the chotzer itself, you are allowed to carry. Because Lamaisa, there is a fourth mechitza there. There is the bottom part of the wall there. Just to carry the water into your house, since you're going far away, there they're only mekel if you build up another mechitza, yutzvachem hoy. Right. Omer Rav Yehuda, Movui shloi nishtat fuboy. If you have a Movui that the chatserim didn't make a erubi chatseris, they didn't make a shittif. You now want to carry from your house into the chotzer, into the Movui. Is hechsheroi belechi. It depends. If you put a lechi up, so stamazoi or movui is three sides has mechitzas. The fourth side is open the gami. So if you put a lechi on the fourth side, so the locher is hazorik latoychoy chayiv. If somebody throws from Rishus Rabim into this movui now, his midiraisa is called the Rishus Yochid, and yechayiv midiraisa. Hechsheru b'koira. Let's say you only put a koira at the entrance to the movui. You didn't put a lechi. Hey, the fourth side is open, you only put a curry on top. Is Alocha Zorik Latoychoi Potter? That's what Rabbi Yehuda said over. If you throw now from Rishus Rabim into this Movui, even though there are three walls all around, but since the fourth wall only has a curry, you Potter Midiraisa. That's the Havamina. So the Gemara, Maskevlar Rosheshis. It is Shver. Taima, the Brisa starts off and saying, Taima Dlenish Tatfaboy. It's talking about the Afka Movui that you didn't make like an Ruvi Chatzeris. You didn't take a pass, collect bread from all the balabatim there to be able to carry from one house to another house. So did call the shtat for boy. Mashma, they did take Eruvi Chatzeris. Everybody gave a pass, gave a piece of bread. So they made an Eruvi Chatzeris and carry from one house to another house. Then it's mashma filu achshera b'koyram. Even if at the entrance to the movi there was only a koyram on top, nami chayiv. Then you'll also be masking midiraisa yechayim. If you throw from Rishus Rabim into the Movui, and the fourth wall has only a koira, then you would be chayim. So, what kind of svar is this? V'chi kikazu, also isa Rishus HaYochid, or Rishus Rabim, like the Monoshach. This Movui now, it has only three walls. The fourth side is open to Gamri. So, Monoshach, what do I care if they made it a Ruvich HaTzeris or not? A Ruvich HaTzeris is the Rabbanan de Kalacha that you want to carry from one house to another house. But that has nothing to do to make the inside of the Movui a Rishus HaYochid or not. To make it a Rishus HaYochid, it has to have a Din Mechitza. So the Shaila, is the Kaira called a Mechitza or it's not called a Mechitza? So what are you telling you whether you made a Shtufi Mavoyis or not? Vaita Votanya, another Kasha have. Chatzeris Sharabim. You have a Chotzer that belongs to Rabin. A lot of houses open up into one Chotzer. If you have a movui that's not opened up on both sides, an alleyway, it's only like a regular movui sosum. It's opened on one side and closed the other three sides. Is alochem bein irvu whether this chotzer and this movui made an eruv chatzeris or bein lo irvu whether they did not make an eruv chatzeris. They're not allowed to carry from one house to another house midirabonin. But still, the locher is hazorik latoychan chayiv. And that's what we hold in halacha. if you throw from Rishus Rabin into a mokum that has three mechitzas around it, that's called Rishus Yochi Midiraisa and Avad Yechayiv. We don't care what's on the fourth side of the Movid. Let's say there's nothing there on the fourth side of the Movid. But our koponim, since there are three mechitzas around the Movid, that's called Rishus Yochi Midiraisa. So Mele Shver Rav Yehuda, he made a chilek. If on the fourth wall there's a curry, he said, you potter. The chur, why you potter? Since you have three mechitzas, that makes it Rishus Yochi. So the Mori Ela Iyit Mahochiyit Mavade, that was wrong. Now if you learn, this is what really Rav Yehuda meant to say. Omer Rav Yehuda, Movui Shein Roy Leshituf, a Movui that's not Roy, to make a Shtuf in me voice, which means that it's a Movui Mefulish, that it's open on both sides of the Movui, it's not Roy to make a Shtuf in me voice now, because it's open on both sides of the Movui, then it's so, how many Mechitzit do you have? Only two. On both sides it's open. Here it depends. If on one of the open sides you put a lechi, see, he holds lechi has a din mechitza to it. Lechi is like a mechitza diraisa. If somebody throws from Rishus Rabin into this movi, he's chayiv midiraisa. Because the lechi has a shem mechitza, as if that's the third mechitza there. And three mechitzas make Rishus Yochid. Let's say, achshera b'keira, you have this movi that's open on both sides, and on the one of the open sides, you only put a keira across on top. A Kura does not have a Shem Mechitza. Memela Hazorik L'Toyche Potter. If somebody throws from Rishus Rabim into this Movi, Midiraisi a Potter. Why? Because you only have two Mechitzas here. I, on the third side, you have a Kura. A Kura is not Mishum Mechitza. Alma, we see, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Alma Kesovar, Lechi Mishum Mechitza. The matter of a Lechi, when you put a Lechi up on the third side, the entrance, that looks as if it's Sosim. It goes straight across, and it has a Din Mechitza, the Lechi. That's why we always make all of a kaira. It's only has a din heker to it. A kaira never has a din like it's yerid v'saisim. It goes and closes down, gives it a shem mechitza. A kaira is less of a kula. So mele kaira is only mutar when you already have three walls. So three walls is a rishus yochi midiraisa. Just with the rabbanon, you have to have a fourth wall. So the rabbanon will make it with a heker of a kaira. But here, where you have a mavi mafulish that's open on both sides. So you only have two mechitzes. If you put a kura on the third side, that's nothing. That's not called Rishus Yochid Midiraisa. That's why you put her. That's what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say. But he's only talking about where there's only two walls to the Movi. Both ends are open to Rishus Rabim. So therefore it's good. But it's a chiddush. If you put a lechi on one side, a lechi has a shem mechitza, and it's called Rishus Yochid Midiraisa, and now you chayiv. Yeah. The Marvachein Oma Rabba. Same thing Rabba holds. Lechi Mishum Mechitza. A lechi has a shem mechitza, v'kara mishum heker. The matta v'kara always is only a heker. That's all. The kara only has a shem heker. V'rov amar rov says name. Echod zev, yechod zev mishum heker. Both of them, zaya lechi, zaya kara, only has a din of a heker. What's a nafkamina? A nafkamina, midirabonin, there's no nafkaminas. Because midirabonin, we always say a lechi v'kara only helps in the fourth wall. So in the fourth wall, either one is good. Let it only be a heker. It's mutter. The shenafkamina is not midiraisa. In our case, we have a mavi mafulish that's open on both sides to Rishus Rabin. So you only have two walls. The shraila now, if you put on the third wall, the one opening, you put a lechi. That according to the first man, the yama, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is called a mechitza. So midiraisa, you made it for Rishus Yochid now. According to Rav, no, it's still only a karmelis. A mele midiraisa, a potter. That's not called Rishus Yochid. A lechi can't make it into a mechitza. The Rambam paskins like Rav Yehuda, the Alechi does give it a shame mechitza. Vaita. Eisvei Rav Yaakov bar Abba l'Rova. Rav Yaakov bar Abba has to kasha to Rova. Is the Alokon hazorik l'movui. If you throw something into the movui, is yesh l'Alechi chayiv. It says the Braisa claw. If the movui has a lechi, then you chayiv midiraisa. As if you throw from Rishus Rabin into a movui, and the movui has a lechi, then you chayiv. Ain le lechi potter. If it doesn't have a lechi, a potter. So the chur is a klor raya to Rabbi Yehuda that the lechi has a shem mechitza. And the chur we're talking about a movi mafulish that's open on both sides. So you put a lechi in one of the entrances. Do you see klor? The lechi gives it a shem mechitza, and that's why you chayiv. Mashenk, if it doesn't have a lechi, a potter. So the chur is a klor raya to Rabbi Yehuda. A lechi has a shem mechitza to it. And the Gemara Rav answers like this: Hochi koma, ein noit sarech el lechi. Luichu, the movi is a movi sosum, that the movi is closed on all three sides, and all it needs is just a lechi on the fourth side, so then, even without the lechi midiraisa, it's called the Rishus Yochid. because three walls make a Rishus Yochim Mediraisim. The Mela Hazorik Latoicha Chayiv. If somebody throws from Rishus Rabin into this Movi, if the Movi is only missing a Lechi, that means it has three good walls. So that's a Rishus Yochim Mediraisim, Mela Yechayiv. Ma'ashenkein, Lechi B'dover Achar, Luyitsu, this is a Movi Mefulish. That a Movi Mefulish needs a Lechi on one side, but on the other side, you also need a Tzuras HaPesach. If the Movi needs a Lechi and something else, means it's a Movi Mefulish, so right now you only have two walls, then I tell you, Hazor Gotoche Potter, if you throw inside this Movi, even if you put a Lechi on the third side, still, you put him in the Raisa. Because the Rava holds the Lechi is not Mishum Mechitza. The Lechi doesn't make it a Mechitza. So, all you have is just two walls, therefore, you put her. This wouldn't be a stira to Rava. Yes, that's the side here. We have three walls, that's what three walls make a Rishus HaYochid. And Mashenka, the Nafkamina here is, we only have two walls and you put a Lechi on the third wall. For the Gemara Eitzvah, that's another Kasha to Rava. Eitzvah, yes, Rakein, Amr Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said a bigger chiddush than he said before. And before he's talking about something that you say good, pitikrum. If you have like a bridge going over a mokum on both sides of the bridge, you say pitikrum yerg v'saisim, it's called Rishus Yochid on the bottom. Now he says a bigger chiddush of Yehuda. Yes, Rakein, Amr Rabbi Yehuda. Mishiyesh lo shnei batim, v'shnei tzidei Rishus Rabbim. Somebody owns two houses on each side of the street. Hey, it's on this side of the street you own this house. Across the street from the Shus Rabin, you own another house. So this is a Yehuda sheet that it says what? If you want to carry now from one house to the other house through the Shus Rabin, the answer is Oisa Lechi Mikan, Velechi Mikan. Make a Lechi on one side of the house and on the other side of the house. Oi Kuru Mikan, Vekuru Mikan. Or else a Kuru being going across on that side of the house and another being going across on the other side of the house. That's enough. V'noisem b'yemsa. And mainly a lot of carry in between. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you see, that what a lechi and a kera is both mishum mechitza. Because here, l'maisa, how many walls do we have? Only two walls. You have this house and the other house across the street. So we have these two walls. The two fronts of the houses are two walls. But nothing else. Still, Rabbi Yehuda says, you put a lechi or a kera, you're allowed to carry. So, you see, a kera and a lechi gives you the shame mechitza. And if the Gemara, no Amru Loi, the Rabbanan Dizach on Rabbi Yehuda, what do they say? Amru Loi, the Rabbanan say back to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Ma'arvin Rishus HaRabim Mekach. The Rabbanan say no, you can't make an Erev like this. So Lachur, even the Rabbanan, they don't Dizach on Rabbi Yehuda. They just hold that even though Lui Tzui, this curve going across, or this Lechi, has a Shem Mechitzom, but it's not going to be better than the Tzuras HaPesach. The Rabbanan Chitra is that when the Rabbim walks through a Tzuras HaPesach, it breaks the Mechitzom. So that's what Rabbanan argues on Rabbi Yehuda. How could you say just having a lechi? Good, a lechi has a shame mechitza. But since the rabbim walks through these two lechis, the rabbim break a tzuras pesach. You can't be marav rishus a rabbim with just a tzuras pesach. You have to have a delis. Yes, I call upon him though. Good, Rabbanan only dings there because there's a rabbim. But without the rabbim going through, mashma that be maskin to Rabbi Yehuda. So you see a lechi and a kaira does have a shame mechitza. So it's a kasha and rova. And the Gemara poshid. Hosom ksaver Rabbi Yehuda shtei mechitzas midiraisa. You want to bring a raya from Rabbi Yehuda shitom? Ein echanami. Rabbi Yehuda himself zich holds that midiraisa. What makes up Rishus Yochid? Two mechitzas. That's Rabbi Yehuda shitom. But we the locha don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. We hold what makes up Rishus Yochid? At least three mechitzas. You have to have three mechitzas. Mashenke in two mechitzas, the zich doesn't make Rishus Yochid. So here, but you can't bring any rice from Rabbi Yehuda that a lechi or a kurir has a shem mechitzim. It could be no, it has no shem mechitzim. Why is it mutter to matatl according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that two mechitzis alone make a rishus a yochid. And you only need a lechi the kurir mid rabbonin. That's why you could be making according to Rabbi Yehuda. But about the halacha, we hold not like Rabbi Yehuda. That you need three wolves. It could be a lechi and a kurir like Rava don't have a shem mechitzim. Amarav Yud Amarav Movi Sha'ar Koi Kirachbi. If you have a Movi that is exactly long as it is wide, is Alocha Einoi Nita Balechi Mashu. It doesn't have a shame Movi, and made on the fourth wall, even though it's a Movi Sosim, it has three walls all along, it's closed on all three sides. On the fourth side, there's no Heta with a Lechi alone. In other words, it has a Din Chotzer. what calls a movi that we had before already? A movi has to be longer than its width. If its width and length is the same size, it loses its shame movi. Omer Rav Chiya Barashi. Omer Rav. Movi she'orko kerochvoi en nitta b'kori retefach. The same halacha. Since the movi is not longer than width, they're equal, the same length as the width, it doesn't have a heter of a movi and a nitta b'kori. You can't be matter with a kori retefach. Omer Rav Zeira. Kamo mechuvonim shmaita to the sabi. Like how good are these two halachas you said over? The what? What's the svara? Kivon the orko kerochvoi. Once the movi is just as long as it is wide, it has the exact same measurements, is halacha heavenly chotzer. This movi gets a shame chotzer to it. Halacha is the chotzer ain't any teres, the lechi b'kairim. And a chotzer, that's most of our alleyways, are always only chatzerim, has a shame chotzer to it. A chotzer is not mutter with the lechi alone or a kairim alone. Ela pas abo. By a chotzer, either you need one pas abo tfochim wide, or else you have to have two pasim, two lechis on each side. But what gives it a shame, movi? A movi has to be at least longer than it is wider. By the Omer Rav Zeira, e kashya, if I have any kashyas here, ho koshli, this is what shred to me. Lechura lehevi, levi hai lechi kepas mashu, v'nishtori. What are you telling me now? That it has a shame chotzer to it, that this movi lives like a chotzer? Good. So what do I care? So the movi lives a chotzer. A chotzer is mutter with a pas. So let them lechi have a shame pass. So why isn't this movi, even if the movi is just as wide, as long, why isn't the mutter with a lechi, let the lechi have a shame pass? And the Gemara push it. Is the mitzvah, hodi yom rabasi, om rab yechinim, pass a chotzer, tzrichin shihei bem abo. Like we said the whole time, when are we matter with a chotzer with one pass? Only if the pass is dalet fachim wide. Here you have a lechi. A lechi is only a mashu. See, if it has a shame movi, the rabbonim will make it by a movi with a lechi kolshu. But now that we're saying the movi is just as wide as long, it doesn't have a shame movi, it has a din chotzer. A chotzer is only muti if the pas is at least dalat tvachim wide. Omer Rav Nachman, naktina and we hold alocha, eizel movi, what is called a movi? Shenit belechi b'koira, that has the coolest, that you could be mekel to metaltel in a movi, even if you only have either a lechi, a mashu, or else a kura going on top, it has to be kol she'orkoi yeser arochvoi. It has to be longer than it is wider. Vaita, ubatim v'chatzeres psuchel metoichoi. You have to have two chatzerim opening up into the movi, and poshet, you have to have two houses opening up into each chatzer. That's called a movi. So here Rashi says, interesting, Rashi says here, ubatim v'chatzeres. Rashi says, "Shtei chatzeres psuchos l'toychoin, ubayis psuach l'chol chotzer." Rashi here says, "Mashmo, only one house has to be opened up into each chotzer." Shkein hoye diros nufnei kol bayis haychotzer. Then, when the entrance to your house in front of the house, that's called the chotzer. But in the Gemara and Shabbos, we had clause, "Mashmo, you have to have two batim." And Tois also about that. The bottom Tois says, "Batim chatzeres psuchos l'toychoin." So Tois says, "Shtei chatzeres l'movi, u shtei batim l'chol chotzer b'chotzer." V'ochi isa paragraph less the mila. That's what we had often in the Gemara and Shabbos, that you have to have two houses opening up into both chatzerim, and you have to have two chatzerim opening up into movi. That's called a movi. Less than that doesn't have a shame movi, and it's only called a chotzer. Right, four houses, right. So mele, all our alleyways between one house and the other house does not have a shame movi, because we don't have two houses opening up into a chotzer, so all our alleyways usually are only called a chotzer. Yeah. Now, v'yezel, now what's called a chotzer? She'eino niteres b'lechi b'koiro ela b'pas abo. Now what's called a chotzer? That a chotzer doesn't have any heter with a lechi b'koiro. No, a chotzer always needs a pas abo. A chotzer is a more chomedik adin. Kol shem rubas abi it squared. Of a chotzer is squared, that gives it a shame chotzer, that you have to have a pas. One pas means at least dalet tvachim wide, or else two lechis would be good. We want to make a dik now, mrubas in agululoi, dafuk of it squared and not circled. Mahochi koma. E orko yeser arochba heavily movi. If it's longer than wider, then it has a din movi. O movi taka belechi bekoirasagi. A movi is enough with either a lechi or a kairim. The loy, but let's say it's not longer than width. No, they're both equal, the length and the width is equal. Have a lechotzer, then has a din chotzer. The kama, how much? Trashi, the kama ye orko yoiser, the nafkale medin chotzer, or medishtari belechi mashu. How much longer does it have to be to give it a shame movi? He was saying now a movi is a pshat, it's longer than it is wider. How much longer does it have to be than wider to give it a shame movi, and it's not called a chotzer? Sova shmola meimar adiika pishnayim. It has to be, the length has to be double. It has to be twice as long as it is wide. Pishnayim rochbay. Or malay rav, rav answered back, hochiyom achabibi afilu mashu. You should know, even though it's a mashu longer, still it's mutter. So the kids, what's mashma from last Gemara here, it's mashma two dinim here, that a movi is only called a movi with few gedarim. It has to have longer than wider, and you have to have two chatserim opening up into it, and you have to have two batim opening up into each chatser. Then the Gemara talks about a chatser. The Gemara says, what's called a chatser? A chatser is called merubas, if it's squared. Mashma of a chatser is longer than it is wider, it has a din of a movi, and it's mutter with a kar of a lechi. It's a pelop. A chotzer doesn't have two batim opening up into it, and a chotzer doesn't have two chatzerim opening up into it. So why is a chotzer better than a movi? That's Tosis Kasha. Tosis Kasha. Vim Toima. Chotzer Shenim Rubas. In Mars Mashma, if you have a chotzer that's not squared, it's longer than wider. Heichim Mishtari Balechi. How is the muti with a lechi b'kayra? Who ain't batim b'chaseres? Suchum b'teichon. You don't have batim b'chaseres opening up into it. So why is a chotzer better than a movi? So the bottom line of Tosis says. V'niru lefarish, the last two few words, v'niru lefarish, mishum demovui korul l'rishus rabin. A movi, like an alleyway, is always close to rishus rabin. Yoysem mechotzer, more than a chotzer. Therefore, boi batim chaseris. Therefore, if you want to have this kula in a movi with a korul or with a lechi, you have to have two chaserim and two houses opening up into it. Because the movi is closer to rishus rabin. Mashenka in the Gemara's times, the chotzer was in front of your house, and your house opened up into a movi, and then you went to Rishus HaRabim. So since the chotzer is further away than the Rishus HaRabim, a chotzer tak has a bigger kula than the movi does. That a chotzer, as long as the chotzer is not squared, as long as it's longer than it is wider, it could also have a heter of a bekar of a lechi. So Lager Lamaisa Ba'os today, this heter we wouldn't have, because usually our chotzerim are right in front of Rishus HaRabim. We have our house, and then we have the front yard, and then right away we go into the Rishus HaRabim. So the Chura, our Chatzerim, the Tosis Svara, should be like a Movi. That will only be Mutter with a Lechi or with a Kaira, only if you have two Chatzerim and two Batim opening up into it. So good, so Lamais, all our alleyways, or even the front of the house or the backyard, the Chura should have a Din of a Chotzer. The Chura is still Shever. As the Chotzer, all you have to have to be Matra Chotzer is just two Lechis. All you should have to have is a Lechi on one side and a Lechi on the other side. He's providing the entrance is 10 amis or smaller. If it's not more than 10 amis, all you should have to have is just two lechis. And lemaisa b'shasat chafi could be mekel, because that's mi'ikir adin is like that. Just interesting, the Ramah brings down, the meaning is not like that. The Ramah says, v'yeh shoymrim, d'noigin idna, like today, everybody's machmir, l'sakin kol ha'mavoyis b'tzuras ha'pesach. The meaning is now to be machmir, even on the mavoyis. All movies we only make with the Surah of Pesach. Why? The whole hamavoyi shalonu yeshlam din chaseris. They all have a din chaser, and that's our minik. So Kisa Mishmura says that even though a chaser is enough with two lechi, you shouldn't have to have a Surah of Pesach. But that's the minik that we're machmir. Mishun mavoyis ain't batim chaser b'suchem toichoi. Mishun the pomim hamavi mafulish. Mishneit stodiv v'yoz vadin tzorach lahachmir boy. Tzorach Surah of Pesach. Hey, sometimes you won't know the difference. Sometimes we're afraid maybe the chotzer will be foolish on both sides. So, and if it's open on both sides, then for sure you have to have a tzuras pesach on one side. Therefore, the minig is to be machmer that we want to make an error to close off your backyard. We always put a tzuras pesach. That is our minig. But it says in Afkuminer, let's say in the middle of Shabbos, the top string snaps. The string falls off it. So Vadi can still be make of the carry in your chotzer, because since you still have the two lechis there. Because Mikri Radin, two lechis is enough. As long as it's not wider than 10 amis, two lechis is enough. Now, Metchilo, the minig is always to use the Tzuras HaPesach. So, Vaita. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael on my Talmudech, says the Mishnah. Rabbi Yishmael on Talmudech, that he says the Machlokes was only by the Machlokes, the Shalom Yisrael was only when it's wider than Dalet Tfochin. But less than Dalet Tfochin, there's no Machlokes. Tomorrow, Rabbi Kiva Omar, Alzer Zanech, Rabbi Kiva says no. The Machlokes, the Shalom Yisrael is by both cases. Zai, whether it's less than Dalet Tfochin, more than Dalet Tfochin. Tomorrow, Rabbi Kiva, Haino Tanakama, Rabbi Kiva is the first man the Yomah. The Beis Shammai says, all over, you have to have two things, a Kura and a Lechi, and Beis Hillel says only one. Marike Benayu, the Rav Achli. And after Minim is of Achli's case, where the entrance is less than Dalet Tfochim, that according to Rav Achlo, you do not have to have any heter at all, and according to them, you do have to have a heter. Vitema Rav Yechiel. V'loi Misayim, it's not Muchach, which one holds like him or not. Tan Yom Rabbi Kiva, Lo Yom Rabbi Yishmael Dovazir, Eloi Soi Talmud. Rabbi Yishmael didn't say it, but this Talmud said it. Eloi Soi Talmud Omar Dovazir, the Alocha Kiyoi Soi Talmud. And Alocha is like this Talmud also. For the Gemara, Gufa Kashkes, Gufa Shver, Omar to Lo Yom Rabbi Yishmael Dovazir. You're saying, Faketi, Rabbi Yishmael didn't say this thing. Alma Lesir Chosakavosi. You mean to say, we don't pass like this Shita. V'yod Amat Alocha Kiyoi Soi Talmud. And now you're telling me, no, we do pass like this Talmud. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Lo Yomer Rabbi Kiva, El Lechadet Bo'al Tamidim. And Echlam Rabbi Kiva only said this to Mechadet Bo'al Tamidim, to say these two steer the Gezachim. But really, Lamaisa is not the Geir anyway, because we hold like Beis Hillel Shittim, that Beis Hillel Shittim is always, all you need is just a Lechi or a Kairo. No matter how wide it is, Abi, it's not Yud Amis, it's not more than Yud Amis wide, it's enough with either Kairo or else a Lechi. All right.